Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Twanda Black, your host. And joining me this morning, Lori Manns. She is CEO of Quality Media Consultants Group, LLC, and is bringing the Trailblazer Business Summit 2016 to the ATL. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. First of all, tell us about Quality Media Consultant Group.
Well, we are a consultancy specializing in media, advertising, sales, and marketing solutions for small business owners and corporations to help them get their message out there in a bigger way and reach their target market in the best possible way they can.
Do you think that most small, medium business owners really understand how important that is?
Some do and some don't, because they're not exposed to the world of media, the world of advertising and marketing, and they kind of think that if you just put it out there, people will come, and they think if they do social media, people will come, and the world of the internet has changed everything, and so people are somewhat unsure about how to best market their business, because they get the impression that the internet can do it all for them. And for some it works, but you have to have a plan and a strategy behind how you use the internet to grow your business.
You know, I think too, a lot of people, especially small business, because it's funny, you'd be surprised how many small businesses I approach and say, hey, I'd like to talk about your business. They're like, why you want to talk to me? What, you know, like they're so afraid of media. And I'm like, I am not that kind of media. I just want to support what you're doing, but they still don't really get it. It's amazing. I still get that. But a lot of folks don't understand how to use social media. And they think that, you know, there's so much negativity towards it, especially concerning when you put yourself out there, that they're afraid that they won't be able to handle that.
Right. Well, a lot of business owners don't know how to handle media, period, because they have not formulated a core message of what they want to stand for and what their brand is all about. And then the most important thing is, how are you distinguishing your brand against those of your competitors? And they haven't taken the time to think about what's different about them, what's unique about them. And so when you're asked that question and you haven't thought about it, then you kind of look like a deer in headlights.
Yeah.
And so it becomes a little scary to get in front of someone who's from the media and start talking about your business if you haven't prepared what you're going to say.
That's
when
true.
You're asked.
I got you. I got you. No, so that's why they duck. Why you want to talk to me? I got it.
Exactly.
I got it. But as a marketing and sales coach, you know, what are some of the newer, or specifically, you know, new things on the horizon when it comes to marketing your business or branding?
Well, one of the new things that is popping up is having an app and having a mobile website. So one thing about it is, everybody is not computer savvy, but everyone has a cell phone. And when I say everyone, I mean probably 80 to 90% of society owns a mobile device.
Yes.
And so if you're in business today and you don't have a mobile website, or you don't have your website optimized for mobile technology, you're missing out. And if you also don't have an app, I'm finding you need to get an app.
So what does an app do? I mean, like for just a person, what would an app do?
For a person or a business?
I mean, a small business. Yeah, a small business.
Okay, so for example, if you were to have an app, Twanda Black, your app would basically give people snapshot of who you are as a media personality, and they could also find out precisely where you would be at different times of the month. For example, if you have speaking gigs or if you have appearance gigs, you could tell them, like, download my app and check out, you know, the appearances and the events and the things that I do, and just to keep tabs on what's going on with me. And if you want to learn more about how I can help you, perhaps come to your event, host your event, et cetera, then send me a note. I mean, there's so many things that you can do.
But doesn't the mobile website do the same thing? Isn't that the same thing?
Well, the mobile website does that, mm-hmm. but an app allows you to discuss back and forth.
Ah.
So the app actually allows you to converse with the people who have the app, mm-hmm. but your mobile website is just your mobile website.
Static,
people
right.
come mm-hmm. to it, and they, you know, check out information about you, because it's really your website on a phone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But an app allows you to converse. You get more metrics and data and technology back and forth when
wow.
you have an app, because they have to use their mobile device to either click here for some mm-hmm. type of offer or
mm-hmm.
or you have to have some type of call to action with an app in order to make it, you know, worthwhile.
So Lori, what's the specialist that we need? I mean, it's almost like having a physician. What's the specialist? What's the specialist that we need to help us with all of that and to produce that? Because you're talking about stuff way beyond most of us. That, you know, I don't even know how to build my own website. I have a friend doing that for me.
Right.
You know, I know the content that I want, and I know how to keep it up, but to maintain it. But you're talking about an app, you're talking about a mobile website, all of those things. Who do we need to talk to for that?
Well, there are different companies and different professionals who really will help you in different areas. For example, the people who build websites are, of course, web developers,
mm-hmm.
and they are specialists when it comes to internet marketing and web developing. And then when you talk about people who build apps, then they are typically professionals who are awesome with technology. And so they are the people who have, you know, the IT degrees, and they went to school for IT. And so they really get into all things computer, all things
mm-hmm.
technology. And so typically if they're entrepreneurial minded, they understand that the business world is moving toward technology. And if you look at all of the major and most popular brands, they are doing something online, from the Coca-Colas of the world to the McDonald's and all the major automobile manufacturers. They're all engaging with their customer base
mm.
online through apps, through digital websites, through social media, and that's just the world we live in now.
Absolutely.
And so when you get to entrepreneurs and small business owners, if they don't keep up with the way that the business world is moving in terms of technology and how to market your business in a digital space,
mm-hmm.
then you get left behind.
Yeah.
And so typically solo entrepreneurs, small business owners, and entrepreneurs who are, you know, in small businesses where it's just them or they have a small staff of 10 people or less,
mm-hmm.
They are trying to navigate the business world of technology, and some of them are in front of the curve and some of them are behind
the
curve.
Way behind, yeah.
And so I put together this event called the Trailblazer Business Summit because I wanted to focus on digital marketing overall.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to focus on marketing and sales overall for small business owners and entrepreneurs, because you just need to get educated, because it's not overwhelming, it's not intimidating if you learn what you need to learn. And all you need to learn is enough to be dangerous.
Right.
And then if you learn the basics, then you can hire and outsource someone to help you with the specifics. But it's important to know the basics. It's just like going to the
mm-hmm.
doctor and you've got a diagnosis. Well, you need to do a little bit of research about what your symptoms are and what your condition may be, so you know how to ask important questions.
Exactly.
Because the doctors are going to feed off of what you tell them your symptoms are, right? And so it's the same thing in business. A coach or a specialist or a trainer or someone who specializes in a certain area of business, they're going to feed off of what are your goals, what are you trying to accomplish, and what are your biggest challenges in your business. And when you identify what your goals are, your challenges are, and what you're trying to achieve in your business, then you can identify, okay, I need this person to help me, I need that person to help me. You see where I'm going?
Yeah. Absolutely. The Trailblazers Business Summit is going to be held on Saturday, April 30th. And an entrepreneur's dream, one powerful day of training, enrichment, and networking to help you soar and succeed in 2016. So you're going to do some panels, great panels, actually, talking about two specific subjects, right?
Yes. So our power panel at the Trailblazer Business Summit is going to be talking about how to build a bankable brand and profitable business, because many people don't understand that building a profitable business all starts with your brand, and that brand is a collection of items like your logo, your website, your image, and your symbol, and that thing you want to be known for, and then how is that thing you want to be known for distinguishing you from your competitors. And when you figure out your brand promise and what you're telling people who buy from you that they're going to get, then that is huge, because people need to know who you are, what you do, and what you sell. But most importantly, how does it benefit them? And how does it solve a problem for them? And then once you tell them that, you got to tell them, why should I buy you over the man down the street?
Right. His rates are cheaper. Why, you know, what makes you special?
Exactly. And when you figure that out, like why you're different, why someone should buy from you instead of the other person, then that gives you power. It gives you a unique selling proposition, and it helps you to position yourself for profitability because you have an angle and you have something to say when the hard questions come. And so many entrepreneurs have not figured that piece out, and so when they get in a room full of leads, or when they get people calling their phone, or they get people engaging with them on social media, they haven't figured out how to turn that prospect into a paying client. And so that's what we want to address at the Trailblazer Business Summit. We want to show them how you turn that brand into a profitable business by converting those prospects into paying customers, and give you some tips, tools, and resources on how you do that effectively and quickly.
So talk about, you've got five expert coaches training on business topics pertinent to today's entrepreneurs. Tell what those topics are, and then talk about who you have on the panel.
Okay. So on our power panel, we have Dr. Monica Ugando. She is an Inc. 500 entrepreneur, and of course the magazine Inc., I-N-C, is a very well-known magazine in the business world for entrepreneurs. And then we also have the credit specialist, Brian Howard, and he's going to talk about how entrepreneurs can get business credit and how important it is to keep your business credit separate from your personal credit, for not only tax reasons, but for so many other reasons, and how you can go to certain companies and organizations and get grants and funding as well as credit to help you grow your business. And then we have Becky Davis, who is a bosspreneur and leadership specialist, and she goes around the country talking to entrepreneurs how to develop leadership skills for success. And then we have Anissa Few Davenport, and she is from Farmers Insurance. And she is an insurance and business systems mogul, and she's got probably 25 years of experience in the insurance and protection industry. And, again, this is something that many entrepreneurs don't really know how to protect themselves legally, and so they don't do what they're supposed to do when it comes to contracts and the legality of protecting their business and how they can you know, mitigate the risks that there are in business and things of that nature. So we've got all of these power panel entrepreneur experts to come and talk and just drop some knowledge on entrepreneurs and give them some how-to tips and help them succeed. And so then we've also got other coaches that are going to be talking about things that entrepreneurs need to know. And that's number one, myself, yours truly. I'm going to be talking about how to monetize your marketing and how to attract better clients for your business and how to use some digital assets to help you do that and some social media assets. And so then we have also Tana Gildea. She's going to be talking about your money mojo and how you develop your money story because many people don't attract money into their businesses because they really believe that it's so hard out here.
All the negativity takes over.
Yes,
and so
yes,
no money can come to you like that, you know?
Right, exactly. Yeah. And a lot of times we attract what we we say and what we believe. And so she's going to talk about your money story from way back. And then we have Alona Jones, who is going to talk about how you discover your purpose, passion, and profitability in your business. And Alona is a life coach and a minister, and she's going to talk about that with such passion and enthusiasm.
Oh, yeah.
So we're happy to have her. And we've got Jennifer Bell. She's a lifestyle specialist and a life coach as well as a fitness trainer. And she's going to talk about how to create work-life balance and harmony. And then we've got Andrika Austin. She's going to be talking specifically about how to use social media and digital marketing to grow your business.
That's good. Good stuff. Good stuff. Stuff we all need, whether no matter what you're doing in this climate, you need to learn it. That's just the bottom line.
Right, because even if you don't own a business, you are a professional at a corporation, and even when you are working in corporate America, you have to sell yourself.
That's right.
You have to market yourself, and you have to learn leadership skills. So if you ever want to grow your career, that is.
Right. And don't think they're not watching, because I was somewhere and in corporate, and one of the ladies there said, hey, I just came over to meet you. I was reading your blog on so-and-so. And then I went to your page and just read more about you. And I was like, really? Who are you?
Right,
you know,
right, exactly.
She knows me, but I don't know her. They're watching you.
Absolutely. And the critical thing about that is when they're watching you, you have to control what it is they see.
Right.
So what is that brand image that you're putting out there? Because whether you stay with that corporation or you stay with that company or not, you have a personal brand.
That's right.
And what does your personal brand say about you? And many people who are in corporate don't understand that they need to control their brand image in order to have a more successful career.
That's so true. Don't think they're not watching you, okay? Because they really are. It's so important.
Yeah. And, what was that song? Somebody's watching
you. That's right. I always feel like, right? Somebody's watching me. Yeah. It's true. In this day and time, oh my God, somebody's always watching. And it's just, it's an interesting thing that's happening in our society, considering where we came from, to, you know, from autonomy to like, you ain't got no privacy. Forget it.
Right.
So somebody's always watching. And I love what you said about controlling what people see. And that's so important. Tell them how they can get to the Trailblazer Business Summit, how they can get tickets, how they can get more information.
Okay. So I would love for everyone to go to qualitymediaconsultants.com/events. And that is my website. You can go to that website, qualitymediaconsultants.com/events, and see this event, the Trailblazer Business Summit, happening on Saturday, April 30th, and get more information. And, of course, connect with me all over the internet. I'm at Miss MS Quality Media. And follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Periscope, everything.
Okay. And the summit is from 11 a.m. till 5 p.m. at the Comfort Suites, 2060 Crescent Center in Tucker, Georgia. 3-0-0-8-4. So make sure you go and register online. The hashtag is TB Summit 2016. Lori Manns, thank you so much for joining us. CEO of Quality Media Consultant Group, LLC. And this is going to be a great summit. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Have a great day.
Thank you, darling.